Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We honor your name. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Choir wants us to have a hymn service. Is anybody ready for a hymn service? Anybody ready for a hymn service? Okay, we are going to sing hymns without projecting, and we'll see people who can chop their mouth out. Even, I'm not sure of them also. I need no other argument. Died for yourself. Don't be tempted to prove righteousness. Don't be tempted to prove power. Don't be your own. Don't be tempted to show off. Just bring the blood and the finished work of Christ. You don't deserve it. It must it happen to you? Why should it be happening to you? And you want, how will you explain favor? How do you explain favor when it is not fair? When 10,000 people are expecting one thing and you choose one person and give it to them, and that one person wants to explain to 9,999 how he got it. Listen, live a life of no excuse and argument. He says you are wrong. Yes, I'm wrong. Let God start to fight for you. Are you saying, church? I have nothing to prove. I can't live the righteous life. But Jesus died for me and gave me the power to live the righteous life. Therefore, I have nothing to boast about. Nothing to boast about. Nothing to claim. Nothing to be proud about. But you know one thing? I can boast about the blood. I can boast about the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. No argument. The blood sets you. Lift your two hands up and say, no argument. Let the blood set you. Let it set you the matter. Can you pray? Let the blood of Jesus set you the matter. No argument. Let the blood of Jesus set you the matter. Let the blood of Jesus set you the matter. Let the blood of Jesus set you the matter. No arguments. No excuse. But let the blood set you. Let the blood of Jesus set you the matter. No excuse. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. In your mind, there are some arguments. Do it, don't do it. In your mind, sometimes you are not worthy of the blessings of God. If you look at your past, sometimes you are not worthy. There is not a matter of argument. Somebody has deposited $1 million into your account, $1 million into your account. And you want to argue and prove whether you deserve it or not. Go and spend the money now. Why will you be arguing with people? After all, now, genuinely, you were there when he gave you the money. Spend it. Don't argue about anything. Jesus has saved you by his blood. And he has given you multi-dimensional blessings that cannot be explained even by you. Stop explanation. Lift your right hand on my head. Say, I eat from the provision of heaven. Say, I enjoy the provision of heaven. I have no argument, not by my righteousness. Say, I arise today. I enjoy from the provision of heaven. I enjoy from the provision of heaven. I enjoy the provision of heaven. I enjoy the provision of heaven. I enjoy the provision of heaven. Without any argument.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God.
You are God. From beginning to the end,
there's no place
for
argument.
You are God all by yourself.
You are God all by yourself.
Remember me. Lift your hands and say, oh God of times and seasons.
Remember me.
Out of darkness. It's my season. It's my time. Oh God of time and seasons. Remember me. Remember me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. You know that song, the part I love is You Got Time and Season. In your hands, you do what you did. What you call forth light. Yoruba people will say, out of a black cloth comes the white pap. Black cloth, white pap. It doesn't matter what you are going on, it might be dark, but we are calling light out of the darkness. Hello, are we here? Are you in church? This is not comedy show, this is service. You are going to be calling opposite out of opposite. White out of black. Light out of darkness. Life out of death. Say, oh Lord, as I take the communion this morning, I call forth light out of darkness. I call forth light. I call forth light. Light. Light out of darkness in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Light out of darkness. You meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. That's light out of darkness. So whatever you are going through now, you can call the opposite forth. Are we here? Because I don't know what you are going through, I will just say light out of darkness. Now you go say light out of death. Stop loss out of debt. Do you know the situation of your life? Be your own rescuer by proclaiming the word of God. Say, as I take the communion, I receive light out of darkness. Can you pray for yourself? Light! 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 Light out of darkness. We thank you. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amos 9:13, Message Translation, season. Season, Message Translation. Romans 9:18. We want to read it as a church, not pastor alone. As we take this communion, my prayer for you is on the screen. For you enter in a new season. Give me an ESV first. ESV. Give me an ESV. ESV, then we'll go back. Oh yeah, let's go. Behold. Behold. And the days are here already. Okay. Declares the Lord. When the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed, the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow. Can I hear amen in the house? Okay, let's read it in kindergarten English. Know the season you are in. After we finish reading, I just give you 30 seconds to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself in different way. Okay. Message, sir. Okay, let's go. Yes, indeed. Raka. Speed. All this happening fast at once. Speed. All this happening fast at once. Bless it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I thank God that that testimony was read today. As if that was not enough. Things were happening. This is the scripture. Huh? It was happening one after the other. And at the same time. And he increased his salary 3 times. Abi, or is it 4? Then after that, he got another job that brings increment. And he said, no. When are you going to reach that time now? Can you say no to any kind of money? You reach the level, you say, you are very comfortable. And say, no, this is not God. All things happening one after the other speedily. Say, I have entered the season where all things happen one after the other speedily. At the same time, speedily. At the same time, I entered the season of speed, of acceleration. All things happen one after the other and speedily. At the same time, in the name of Jesus, the things that God will start to do in our midst, the testimonies will be shocking. In the name of Jesus. I remember my closest friend, when we were serving, when we were in Unilag together, we served in Port Harcourt together. 6 months into our service, why there was no job anywhere, 6 months into our service, he had a job with Arthur Anderson. 6 months into the service. Arthur Anderson is no longer in existence. So many people will not know what Arthur Anderson was. 6 months into he had a job in Arthur Anderson. And you know the thing? He deferred the job. In a country where there is no job, he deferred job. Till after service. So when we finished service, he just went to resume. I don't want to share his testimonies. But no. That the supernatural God will do supernatural, unthinkable things for you in this season. Let it be unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus. I need you to pray for yourself. That the favor that nobody has ever enjoyed in my family, as we take of this communion, oh Lord, I receive that favor. In the name of, can we come to the table?
In the beauty of nature, you shine all around.
The favor that nobody has ever experienced in my family, I begin to experience them. Now, I begin to experience them. The favor that no one has ever experienced before in my family. I begin to experience them now.
In the beauty of nature, you shine.
The favor that nobody has ever enjoyed in my family. I begin to enjoy them from today. From today.
From today,
favor, supernatural favor, a flow of favor in the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands up and say, Lord, as I take up this communion, I receive speed, I receive favor, uncountable blessing. Things are falling in place in the name of Jesus. Add more to it. As I take this communion, talk to the Lord. As I take up this communion. As I take up this communion. We bless you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. John 6:53. Give me ESV or you can leave it. But Jesus didn't give an inch. Only in so far as you eat and drink flesh and blood. The flesh and blood of the Son of Man. Do you have life within you? Give me ESV. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. As we take of this communion, whatever is dead or dying, there is resurrection. In the name of Jesus, including your hopes, including your plans, let there be a resurrection. Let there be a resurrection, including your family, including your marriage. Let there be a resurrection in the name of Jesus. Can we take of the body of the Lord? Take of value. Forever, oh Lord, your world is just to
settle in itself.
Forever, oh Lord. Lift your right hand and say, as I take of the blood, let the Lord settle every outstanding in my life. Let every outstanding be settled. Can you mention the outstanding? Can you mention the outstanding? Can you mention the outstanding? This blood is the blood of settlement. It's the blood of final settlement. Let there be a settlement of the outstanding. 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 It's the blood of settlement. Mention the outstanding and ask for his settlement. We thank you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up. That matter, by the law, by the blood, let the Lord arise and settle it. For you, that matter. By the blood, let the Lord arise and settle it. Let the Lord arise and settle it. Let the Lord arise and set free. That matter by the blood. Let the Lord arise and set you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name. Can you confidently, boldly take up a blood of settlement? Take it.
This month you are having a definite testimony of God's goodness. In the name of Jesus, this month your plans find fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord do something that will blow your mind. Let the Lord do something that will blow your mind. Let the Lord do something that will blow your mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Yes, last year and this year, we have been looking at walking in supernatural, living the supernatural life of God in this present age. Last year, I mainly focused on the Holy Spirit and the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. This year, we want to move forward and show you some other things from the scripture. I don't know how long it's going to take us. Maybe 3 months, 4 months, as the Lord directs. If the Lord does not bring any interruptions on the way, I want to slowly take you through how to operate in the supernatural of God. Let's look at the first way in operating in the supernatural. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Can the whole church read together? Let's go. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took. Put verse 4 alone there then. Okay, let's read together. But the answer, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You make a mistake when you think it's only physical food you need on earth to survive. And there are many people in church that the only thing they are surviving on in life is food. You know them when you see them at parties fighting for food. They think life is all about food. Life is much more than food, because life is physical and life is spiritual. But for a long time, many people have hanged their survival on physical food, forgetting the most important thing they need for survival on earth. There is a limit to which food can take you. Taking food alone will get you nowhere. Many people's life, it is testimony to that fact. To survive on earth, you need physical food and you need spiritual food. So, on this earth, man shall not live by physical food alone. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When a man is living by physical food and not living by spiritual food, he becomes lean spiritually. He becomes weak spiritually. He becomes powerless spiritually. He becomes normal physically. And he becomes ordinary physically. If they show you your spiritual picture, how will you look like? Many people are hunks. Many are pretty, slave queens. If they show you your picture spiritually, what will you look like?
Will you look like a kwashoko? Big belly, big head, lanky finger, lanky, slim legs, slim hands. What is your spiritual state? The same way physical food is to your body, the word of God is to your spirit. If your spirit is weak, you become weak on earth.
If your spirit is strong,
you are strong on earth.
And that's why the Bible says, man on earth, man on earth, man on earth, including you,
shall not live by bread alone. shall not survive by bread alone, shall not move by bread alone, shall not occupy, shall not play by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And this word of God was Psalm 138 verse 2. Is exalted above everything. Psalm 138 verse 2. I want us to read together. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Let's read together. Let's go. For you have, I tell you, for you have exalted above all things, including your problems, including you, including your boss in the office, including what is troubling you. He has exalted all things. Above all things, what and what? Your name and your word. Can I hear your name? The name of Jesus and the word of God is exalted above everything. When you bring the name of Jesus and the word of God into any matter, the matter settles it. So now, when you run into challenge or celebration or whatever, what is the word of God saying concerning that issue? If you don't have a word, you are finished. If you have a word, you win. Did you hear me? If you don't have a word concerning your situation, you are finished. God is not moved by fear. Oh, Lord, and you come and enter. Oh, Lord. If not by crying, most of you have been billionaires already. It is not by crying. It is by mercy. It is by the word. It is by faith. A man that has no word has nothing to stand by. So if you come and go and say, why should I do it? Not be able to open. According to some this and this. Because Jesus did this. If you have no word, you are finished. If you have no word for any situation in your life, you will be defeated. If you have no word for any situation in your life, you are ordinary. You are normal. You are natural. And no natural man wins natural battles or not. It is the supernatural that wins the natural battles of life. Stop deceiving yourself. It's time to go to the word of God. It has been exalted above everything. Listen to me. The word of God has stories. But it is not a storybook. The word of God has history. It's not a history book. The word of God has songs. It's not a song book. The word of God is the living, life-changing, transforming instrument and tool of God for the supernatural. You cannot experience supernatural. You cannot live supernaturally without the word of God. So for you to experience the supernatural, you need to come back to the word of God. To live supernaturally, you must live by the word of God. Matthew 4:4. I want us to notice something there. Put 4:4 back. And that's the key to everything I'll be talking about this month. Can we read together again? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, let's go slowly. Before word, what is there? Some word. Few words. Every word. If you are a major in New Testament, and you don't read the old, you don't have the every. If you are a major in the Psalms, the ones you read 7 times on water, and you use it to bath before you go out, you have not started every. It is not by reading on the water, it is the word in your heart. Did you notice people that put physical Bible under their pillow and still wake up being chased in their dream? Sometimes in their dream, the person chasing them, first of all, takes the Bible and uses the Bible to run after them. If you want to laugh, laugh. It is by the word. Listen. The word of God is like a constitution of a country. A person that goes against it is adjudged a criminal. Listen to me. A man lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of the law. And it is like a constitution. Anyone that goes against a constitution of a country is adjudged a criminal. And anyone that goes against the word of God, the devil adjudges the person the criminal, and the judge goes, the devil goes against the person. Is your life in alignment with the word of God? You can't live the supernatural life without the word of God. Let's look at what the Bible says about itself. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. The word of God for supernatural living. The word of God for supernatural living. The word of God for supernatural. For Jesus to overcome the devil supernaturally, he was quoting the word. People want to overcome the devil by trying. When Jesus overcame by quoting the word. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let's read together. All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. The best profit on earth can only be derived from the word of God. The word of God is profitable for all things. That the man of God might be thoroughly equipped, fashioned for every good work. The word of God is profitable. Nothing is as profitable as what you get from the word of God. But know the first part. The word of God is breathed out by God. And God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. That's the same way what is in your hand has been breathed on by God, and it is living. So the word of God contains story, but it's not a storybook. The word of God is life-giving. The word of God is life itself. The word of God is life-changing. The word of God is life-sustaining. You can never live a righteous, supernatural life without the word of God. It will only be a wish. Can you help me ask somebody, when last did you read the word of God? It's a big time question. Nobody they answer for church. In fact, if you ask them, some people go frown. As if nobody you then they ask. When last did you read? Whatever keeps you from the word of God is your enemy, including yourself. Nothing works like the word. Nothing works until the word comes. Nothing works until the word is sent. Nothing works until the word is in operation. It is the only thing that the devil respects. He does not respect your cries. He does not respect your gymnastic in prayers. He respects your prayers that are enforcing the word of God. So if you want to make it, if you want to break through, if you want to be lifted high, you need the word of God in your life. Running away from the word of God is for your own harm. Without the word, you are dead and buried already. John 6:63. The flesh profited nothing. John 6:63. Can we all read together? 1, 2, go. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. Give me a New King James. Give me that in New King James. New King James. Remember in 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God is profitable. Look at John 6:63. Let's go. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits. Who is the flesh? What is the flesh? You. Your ideas, your power will profit you nothing. It is only the word of God for a child of God that is profitable. The flesh profits nothing. Have you woken up one day when you have a problem and you just sit down and think, then I will see Alhaji Sule, then he will take me to Alhaji Galadimawa, and then by the time I will now prostrate, by the time I now tell them this, in fact around 4 a.m. when you are supposed to pray, that's when you wake up with those ideas, I will now do this, I will now do that, and you wake up and say, God, yes, oh Lord, everything I want to do today,
me eat something. And he went, and Elijah Sule has traveled. But he went to see Elijah Sule, and he told you everything. The flesh and the plans profit nothing. You know what we come to church to do? You bring your fleshy plans and say, oh Lord, these are the fleshy plans. Put your anointing on it. Fa, 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 foul. Zebudiah say, no, they work. Hello? Okay, people don't know Zebudiah here. Okay. It's a young church, so. Listen. Stop bringing plans that are out of the flesh to God to sanction. You know they work. The flesh profits nothing. Can we read the last part? But the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Remember, the word of God is God breath. And the same way he breathed into man and man became living, that is how the Bible is living for you. The word of God is God breath. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, 12. Let's look at what the word of God does. You can't live supernaturally apart from the word of God. The word of God is like an instruction manual of a product. Nigerians don't read it. Your phone manual. Is anybody here that has read his phone manual before? Anybody here? Nobody in church. Okay. Anybody here? Your car manual. You have read it before. 1, 2. The first time I read a car manual was my second car. I was at home and I just saw it and I read it. After reading it, the thing pained me because it showed me how fuel the car uses fuel. So it showed me the gauges to watch. If the gauge reaches here, if it rev to this, this is the effect on the tire. This is what it does to the fuel. It is there. There is fuel scarcity. Go and read your car manual. That is if your car has manual. You know, if you have motor, do they get manual? A car, they get manual. If your Hebrews 4:12. The Lord is supernaturally giving somebody a car in this house. In the name of Jesus. You know, in Nigeria, single ladies don't use car. May God deliver us from immature men that do not want women to arise. They say if a single lady is driving a car, no man will marry her. Now all these stupid men, they run away from men, women with the car. They go, they're proud. Good. This is not singles fellowship. Let's just go. The word of God, Hebrews 4:12. I wish I can tell the ladies to go and buy a car if you have the money. But I can't say it because in Nigeria we do. Okay. Before I start doing deliverance and prayers, before things happen. I feel like doing singles fellowship. So you have been in this church for a long time, a man, and you are still afraid of a woman that is strong. You are weak. Say it as well. Okay, let me not go there. Brothers, I'm sorry, I beg. Our sisters are still available, please. Don't mind their pastor. I'm sorry. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Have you seen a full animal with a sword before? The word of God is sharper than that. Look at what it does. Piercing. Look at this. Piercing even to the division. So the word of God will enter your soul. It will divide them. It will come. Like I was telling them the first time. If you are a pastor and you have not experienced this before, you are not a pastor. When you preach some words, some people say, that person a man of God. The word of God bless you. The following day you preach another word, they just say, Even I say, somebody don't tell pastor the thing where I do. Pastor is using the word of God to harass me.
pastor is preaching against me. If you become a pastor in the future, don't let your heart be broken. When they accuse you of this, glorify the name of God in heaven that you are doing the right thing. Because what is a double-edged sword? It will go in this direction and it will go in that other direction. Are we here? Are we here? That's what the word of God does. Look at it. It pierces even into the soul. Where does it go again? Spirit. And where does it go again? Joint. Where does it go again? Marrow. And what does it do? It is a discerner of what? Thoughts. Intents of the heart. What no one can see, the word of God can discern. What no one can see, the word of God can discern. It is sharp. It is powerful. It is in season. It is only by the word that you can have a supernatural life. Can I hear you say amen in church? John 10:35. Can depend on the word. 34 and 35. Let's take 34 and 35 together. 34 and 35. Can we all read together? And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your Bible? Is it not written in your Bible? Sir, where is your Bible? Huh? Ma, where is your... Oh yeah, point to the screen now. Point to the word. Where is your Bible? Ask somebody, make now look at me. Why are you looking away from me? Where is your Bible? Oh, yeah, now. Oh, yeah. Some people must point to it. Oh, yeah, point now. Okay, where is our Bible? Okay. Is it not written in your Bible? I said, you are gods. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came. So the word of God gives you power to live like a god on earth. And the god of this world is the devil. He will prevent you from reading it so that you will not become a god of the world like him. The word of God gives you a status of a God with small g, not capital. You are not God. You have no divinity. But it gives you the status of a small g God on earth. And that's not the end of it. Look at the end. In bracket, it says, and the scripture cannot be broken. Whatever he says, that is it. It cannot be broken. The word of God is immutable. That means it cannot change. The word of God is infallible. That means you can trust it. The word of God is inerrant. That means it has no error. And that's why Psalm 119:89 says, forever your word is settled. So, the word is the final word on any matter. The word of God is the final word on any matter. The word of God is the final word on any matter. The word of God is the final word on any matter. Don't say that one at church. I know they don't be church. Don't say make we read Bible. Don't say make we put that one aside. If you are used to saying that, you are of the devil, you are not of God. Jesus himself is called the word of God. The word of God is the most important thing for your survival on earth. The word of God is the most important thing for you to live the supernatural life on earth. When you are abandoning the word of God, you are abandoning life itself. The word of God is the instruction manual for you to live your life The word of God has instruction on how you can have your healing. The word of God has instruction about how you can have good success and prosper on earth. The word of God has instruction and principles on how you can be delivered. The word of God has instruction and principles for you to receive revelations from God. The word of God has an answer to every challenge, any question, any problem in your life. Stop running away from the word of God. It is a gift that they give it to you by God that cannot be replaced by anybody. The word of God is alive itself. Don't stop reading the word. Don't stop studying the word. Please, the word of God is life. Receive the life of the word in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, and let us pray together. Your word. Let's ask, Lord, give me a fresh love for your word. Give me a fresh love for your word. Give me love for your word, sir. Lord, give me love for your word. Give me love for your word. Give me appetite for your word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Give me appetite for your word. Whatever is taking me away from the word, the Lord rebuke you. Can we pray? Whatever is taking me away from the word of God, the Lord rebuke you. Whatever is taking me away from the word of God, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You know the Hebrews 4:12 we are reading. It looks as if the word of God does surgical operations. It goes to the soul, to the bone, to the marrow. Goes to spirit, soul, body, marrow, everything. It does many surgical operations. Can we pray together? Can we pray and say, word of God, do a surgery in my life. Word of God, check me up. Word of God, check me up. Word of God, check me up. Oh Lord, by your word, check me up. Let there be a checkup of my life, of my standard, of my values, by your word. Let your word check me up. Let your word check me up. Let your word check me up. Let there be a just checkup of my standard, of my values. Let your word shake me up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Luke 1:38. Let me close with that. It's a prayer I want you to pray. Two of my favorite quotes about the word of God were spoken by Mary. Two of them, be it unto me according to your word. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Or both were quoted by Luke 1:38, put it on the screen, please, quickly. And can we read that? And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according. That's why I told you it is not according to weeping. It is not according to shouting. It is according to the word of the Lord. So you must have a word for every situation. Can we lift our two hands up as I did it and say, Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. Everything written in the word of God concerning my situation, let it find fulfillment. Let them find fulfillment. Everything written in the word of God concerning my situation, let them find fulfillment. Be it unto me. Be it unto me. According to the word. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We ask that your word will increase and prevail. Let your word increase and prevail. Lord, let your word increase and prevail in our life, in our situation, in our circumstances. Let your word increase and prevail. We give you all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.